Hey everyone. Looks like you're getting another episode of Get to Know Knight this week. A little bonus episode. For a few reasons. One, got some feedback on the music. Might have been hard to hear. So if I do music in the future, I'll probably lay it under the audio or do a double take. One with music, one without. So this will be sans music. So I'll be answering a bit more questions. I'll first do the Patreon questions, and then afterwards I'm gonna hop over to Curious Cat and get those questions out of the way. So first question is, if you live in any cartoon movie or series, what would it be? DuckTales, maybe? DuckTales is a pretty good one. I guess I'm not related to Scrooge McDuck, though, so it wouldn't be great. What's a good cartoon series, like, universe that I'd be pretty happy in? Like, the X-Men animated series would be pretty cool, because there's, like, a chance I could be an X-Men. Also get a great theme song. SpongeBob would be interesting. Oh, Venture Brothers. Venture Brothers would be awesome. Definitely Venture Brothers. That's my answer. Alright. I don't know if this is the right way to do it, but tell me the song that played in the background of the first time Not Safe Work Audio. I've been going mad trying to figure it out. It is All Night Long by Beyonce, but covered by London Grammar. London Grammar is amazing. I love everything they do. But yeah, it's a great cover of Beyonce's All Night Long. How many pillows do you sleep with? Do you have any stuffies that you sleep with or keep in your bed? I don't personally have any stuffies that I keep with me in my bed. But I do have a lot of pillows. I think I sleep with, let's see, so that's like three, and then three, and there's like a body pillow. So at any given night, it's probably at least seven at the minimum, but probably closer to nine. Aside from necessary things like food, water, and sleep, what is one thing that you cannot go without? Cass asked this question.
What's one thing I can't go without?
Oh, internet. I need internet. Oh, without internet, I'd go mad. A long time during stream, you said someone there figured out their name, or figured out your name. Do they know that they got it? Yeah, I think they do. I think they figured it out. Yeah. Alright, we're hopping over to Curious Cat. What do you tell a female who worries about what people think of her too much, and has no confidence at all, and has very low self-esteem? It's hard to get someone to believe in themselves when they don't believe in themselves, but my advice to you is, you gotta start loving yourself, I guess, is the first thing. It's really hard to feel confident when you don't like or love yourself. So I think start by liking yourself and then learn to love yourself. Learn to, like, that you have value and that you're more than what other people say that you are. You know, you are what you say you are. Do you get lonely and depressed much? I think in the scope of my life, I've been lonely and depressed quite a bit. I think I get bouts of depression every now and then. But it's what I do to overcome them, you know. I have outlets for that, and those outlets really help me. A lot of it's writing. Writing's been a great outlet for my depression, and it's been really helpful. Do you like to give someone you like or dating gifts? I don't think you should give people you like gifts, but if you're dating someone, then I think it's fine to, like, spoil them a bit. But if you start off your relationship by giving gifts, I think it sets a really bad precedent. What do you think about people who abuse, hurt, and kill animals? So people who abuse and hurt animals, I really don't like. I think that's pretty terrible, for a lot of reasons. One, they're in a position where you have to protect them. So you shouldn't be knowingly abusing or hurting animals. That's terrible. But people who hunt, people who fish, well, I don't really do it. I can understand it. Especially since those people are not trying to hurt or abuse the animals. They're trying to, like, kill them very quickly and as humanely as possible. And if they're doing so, I hope that they're, like, eating all the meat and, you know, they're not trophy hunting. I don't really love trophy hunting. But if you're hunting, like, deer to eat, like, I can't fault you for that. Because we, you know, like, cows and pigs and stuff, we kill them and, you know, on farms for food. So it's, like, it's what part of that cycle. But if you're doing it just for, like, trophies or you're doing it to exact amount of pain on an animal, I think that's abhorrent. I think it's terrible. If your girl ever worked at a Hooters or a strip club, would you care? No. Not at all. I think that would be kind of sexy to a certain degree. Would you ever make a sex tape? I think the real question is, would I ever make a sex tape again? Maybe. Maybe. What would you do if the girl you dated showed up at your home in a schoolgirl outfit? I don't know. I think it'd be kind of like, I mean, I assume we're doing this to have sex, like, so I would be into it. I'd be like, yeah, sure, let's go for it. Do you like cheerleaders? Yeah, I think cheerleaders are like a standard sexual archetype, in terms of, like, I don't know. I feel like you'd be hard pressed to find a guy who's like, oh, I hate cheerleaders. I think the archetype of cheerleaders is always like kind of like a sexy thing. So yeah, I like cheerleaders. I ran into a lot of cheerleaders in my life. And all the cheerleaders I met have been really, really bubbly, really friendly, really nice. Although I feel like that's leading into a stereotype of cheerleaders. But from my experience with cheerleaders as a whole, it seems to be true. But yeah, I would run into a lot of cheerleaders when I was like, you know, 15, 16. There's a big cheer conference that happens in Orlando at Disney. And I would always like run into a lot of cheerleaders during that time. But yeah. How good you sound. Have you ever gotten a girl's number that way or anything? Or flirted before? Yeah, I mean, I've gotten girls' numbers by talking to them. I remember when I was much younger and I was in a class, an audio production class. There was a girl, I think we had like a flirty relationship, and whenever she put on the headphones and I had to record stuff for like voiceover stuff, I would always be like really sexual into the mic. And she was like, oh my God, that always did stuff for her. And I was like, oh, okay. So I think that's the first time I realized that there might be something to that. But yeah. How many jobs have you had? It's a hard question to answer. A lot. A lot's a short answer. Done a lot of different types of jobs. So, yeah, I don't know. Let me see. Like, the thing is, like, in my old career, you do so many different kind of things. I mean, it would be a singular profession, but, like, I would do different jobs in that profession. So, like, it's hard to be like, how many jobs have I had? Like, I don't know, like 60, 50, 60 maybe. When you were with someone like a girlfriend or a wife that was attracted and you caught a guy checking her out, would that bother you? No, not at all. Because I'm not jealous. Like, it's like he can look, but he can't touch. So, you know, look all you want, I guess. Like, if he crosses the line and it becomes inappropriate, then, like, yeah, it's a problem. But if he's just looking at her, like, he's just eyeing her, then there's nothing wrong with that. Let's see. Trying, a lot of these are repeat questions. I'm trying to like scan through them. Oh, I mean, that's true, but let's see. How do you feel about period sex? I feel like I answered that one before, but doesn't bother me. I don't think it should bother anyone. I know some guys are grossed out by it, but you shouldn't be. It's really whatever. It shouldn't be a problem. Is your hair long enough to be tied up in a hair bobble? Oh my god, my hair probably could be tied up into. Can I get a man bun yet? I don't think I can get a man bun, but I could totally do a series of like pigtails throughout my hair. Like, you probably can get like six or seven like pigtailed sections of my hair. Could you ever live in a small town? I don't think I can. There's like so many things that I need that are just, you can't get in small towns anymore. Like, there's something to be said about small towns are nice, but I grew up in cities all my life. I grew up in places that are big and sprawling, and I, like, once you live in that kind of environment, it's really hard to go back. I mean, there's totally some people who, like Aaron Paul, who lives up in like Montana, but he doesn't live there all year round. Like, I would love to have like a small place as an escape, and that's kind of where I am right now, is in my like small town escape. But on the whole, I love big cities too much. Oh, okay. So there's been this podcast question over and over again. Will you do a podcast? Will you do a podcast? The answer is like maybe. I have something I could put out as a podcast. Every week when my friends play D&D, we record it. We record sessions. And like I'm considering putting it out as a podcast. Like, I'm not married to it yet. I mean, they want me to. But I haven't like, 'cause A, it's a lot of work to edit those down, 'cause it's a lot of guff. So much guff. And then on top of that, I don't know how many people would care enough to listen to it, but maybe. Maybe. Maybe I'll do it. What do you say to keep yourself going? This too shall pass is probably the greatest saying. It's a saying that you can say to the happiest and the saddest man to make him change his emotion, I think was the like the core of that thing, but this too shall pass, you know? Everything fades. So the sadness and pain you're in, that'll fade. The joy, the happiness you feel will fade. Like, everything will come back to neutral, which is both a great and a terrible thing. So, let's see. Will you ever do male for male ASMR? I love your videos, but I love a male for male. Oh, man. Male for male. I want to, not for myself, but for people, because it's been a request for years, as people ask me to do male for male, but it's going to be really hard for me in the sense that, I mean, I guess I could just swap out. I don't know. All my audios are based on personal experiences for me, you know? They're derived from, like, a truth. And, like, I don't have any male-for-male experiences. Yeah, it's just not something that's happened in my life. I'm pretty grounded in my sexuality. Like, I know what I like and what I don't like. And it'd be something that'd be hard for me to do. Especially if it's, like, of a sexual nature. I think, like, a comfort audio I probably could do. That shouldn't be too hard. But anything of, like, a sexual nature would be, like, challenging. Not to say that I'll never do it, but it's just something that I haven't been able to do, and I don't think I'll probably be tackling in the near to late future. But yeah. Not sure if you want to answer this or not, but have you done psychedelics? And if so, which ones? And what was your experience with it? Oof, that is a hornet's nest of a question you're asking me. Yeah, okay, I guess I'll preface all this by saying I'm not endorsing drug use or advocating for it in any way. A lot of these substances can have really negative ramifications on not only you in the short term in terms of decision making and just general, you know, short-term effects, but could have long-lasting ramifications on your mental health and on your psyche. This isn't me advocating in any direction, either for or against the use of psychedelics. It's just, this is my experience with it in my life. I figured that's an important disclaimer to have. Yes, is the short answer. Yes, I have. I've had quite a extensive experience with psychedelics in my life. Quite an extensive experience with it, all told. I've probably run the gambit from DMT to LSD to psilocybin to some experimental compounds as well. To all varying effects. On the whole, I would say my experiences with psychedelics have been a generally positive one. I think the effects they've had on my life have been profound and insightful. Especially in regards to psilocybin, I think the healing effects that I've had personally as a result of consuming and using them have been beneficial in terms of my depression and anxiety. I think a lot of that, or at least understanding the components of that and being able to, like, really self-reflect via that have been very good. But again, I think I took them, I don't know. I can't advocate the usage of it. One, because of the illegality of it, and two, because everyone's different, and the effects it had for me, I don't know how it will affect you. So it's a hard subject to talk about because I don't want to advocate. I don't want to advocate drug use in any kind of respect, but when it applies directly to me, I think it had very beneficial effects on my life. But again, the period of, in my life when I was using those substances, I was also an addict of, like, many other substances, and I was not living a very healthy lifestyle. I was not in a good mental or emotional place. I was incredibly self-destructive. So, you know, it's hard. It's hard to separate those two kind of things, you know? But I hope that answers the question as best I can give an answer to it. So. Last but not least, I guess I'll do two ones, but can you do an argument, or can you do an argument audio where you are legitimately mad and yell and stuff? I never do those because I never get in that space in my life where I'm so angry that I'm yelling. I never ever yell. That's never like my go-to. I think yelling is, it's just not something I do. I get quiet. I get really quiet when I'm mad. I get like silent. Yeah, I get really, I internalize that. And so when I'm mad at you, it's not outward, it's super inward. And it's, I think it's worse for the person because they can tell that I'm pissed. But I'm going to compose myself before I even like begin to talk about it. So I think a yelling audio is really hard for me. And last but not least, favorite brand of soap, shampoo, and conditioner. I'm really a fan of the Dove for Men body washes. Also Old Spice has some good body washes too, but Dove for Men for body washes. What am I doing for shampoo right now? I'm thinking I'm doing the Aussie, the like purple Aussie. I think it's Aussie shampoo and conditioner duo. Those have been, it's been good for me. That's my answer. Anyway, I hope this, well, this has been a long episode. I hope you've enjoyed this as a little makeup episode for yesterday of Get to Know Night. If you have any questions, obviously you can ask them at the Patreon link if you're a patron. If you're not, you can always ask me a question on Curious Cat, and I will get to it as soon as I can. Anyway, thank you for asking questions. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and I hope you're having a great, great day. Bye, everyone.